www.thebeatles.com。
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. It's a link to your instructors on the website. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. We're going to be learning about hunting wild animals, processing deer with Ken Hurley. He's our USAprepares.com newest meetup instructor. Tonight, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri, 5:30. We're going to learn about hunting and processing deer. That ought to be a great, great meetup seminar. You know, today in the broadcast classroom is Lisa Bedford. She's the author of Survival Mom. And there's a link to Lisa Bedford, page one, under instructors on the website. Lisa first began the Survival Mom blog in June of 2009. And currently her blog receives over 100,000 visitors each month. Her book, Survival Mom, How to Prepare Your Family for Everyday Emergencies and Worst Case Scenarios, is currently available online and in bookstores such as Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, Books A Million. And you can get one at in Springfield, Missouri at ABC Books on North Glenstone. I've got my copy in the studio, 323 pages. The list price is $19.99, but you can get it discounted. I've seen it for about even less than $15 on the Internet. Lisa's been featured in Newsweek, The Today Show, Glenn Beck, CBS, Fox. The list goes on and on. And she's a USAprepares.com senior instructor. She's going to be presenting a seminar at the Get Prepared Expo right here in Springfield, Missouri, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, November 3rd and 4th. Welcome, Lisa Bedford.
Thanks, Benny.
You know, it's always fun having you in the classroom with me. And Lisa, you didn't start out as a survival mom. You turned out to be a survival mom. What was it that happened?
Well, you know what? Before I answer that question, Benny, I noticed you introduced me as a senior instructor. So somewhere along the line, I got a promotion. I'm going to have to tell my husband I got a promotion. That's awesome.
Well, not only that, Lisa, I don't know if you got an email. I just sent it to you just before the broadcast, and there's a poster. Maybe during the break, or if you haven't seen it, maybe during the break, you ought to check it out. There's a poster that talks about the speakers and instructors at the expo. And, yeah, you're right there. Oh, boy, center stage, right on the poster. So.
I can't wait. I'll have to print it out and put it up in my house so my family can give me the proper respect.
I need to get a copy for the studio autographed by you. So,
love it.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, yes, you have been promoted. You are a senior instructor. And how did this happen, Lisa? How did you become the survival mom?
Yeah, I think any mom can become a survival mom. It really just takes awareness, and that's where it started with me probably about 4 years ago. Just started looking around at the economy and getting the feeling that this time was different because we saw the types of people who were losing their homes and losing jobs for long periods of time that were like the pillars of our community. You know, they were rock solid people. They weren't, you know, people who had made disastrous decisions in their lifetimes. They were people just like us. And so I decided that I would just get better informed about what it took to be proactive, because I grew up in the suburbs. I'm a city girl, and I don't apologize for that. That's just the way it is. And I knew nothing. And food storage, it never even occurred to me, you know, to have extra food set aside for whatever reason. So I started doing my research, and, you know, it was just a matter of taking that research and then starting to apply it a little bit at a time. And, you know, my husband would come home, and I would have, you know, listed things that we wanted to put, let's say, in a safe or a strong box, or things I wanted to, documents I wanted to pull together in case there was an emergency. And then one night I talked him into going with me to the grocery store and filling up a couple of grocery carts with food. And so that we started very, very simply, very basic, but it's something anyone can do.
Well, you're absolutely right. But it is a lifestyle, and once you start, you can continue. But it takes some time, it takes energy, it takes some money, and it takes the willpower. And I got to tell you, Lisa, we teach seminars every Friday night, and we have even more than every Friday night. Sometimes we have two seminars on a Friday night. Sometimes we have multiple seminars during the week. You know, at a restaurant, we take over this restaurant, Ziggy's, and in Springfield, Missouri. And we have really, I swear, they're great seminars. For example, how to negotiate for your life. We talk about inflation. We talk about gold. We talk about silver. We talk about food. We talk about storing food, building buckets of food. But I think that for some people that have come to the meetups over and over, it's a fad. And for others, they're very, very serious about it. But I really don't think that more than 1% of us are really, truly prepared for something serious like an EMP, like a solar storm, like a grid collapse, or even being without power for something as simple as 1 month, meaning no gasoline, no diesel fuel, the trucks stop running, the cash registers don't work. So I wish more people would really understand what we're saying, but I don't know how to get the message out even farther. I mean, you're doing a great job. You've got your books. You've got, you know, 100,000 people visiting your website. We're really trying, but there's some that we're missing. I wish we could get to them. I don't know how. But
I think it's plus, small steps, Benny. Just recently, and I wish I could remember what it was that I did. I had just been, you know, thinking about, oh, I need to take this step to be prepared. And then I just did it. So I think sometimes people look at the vast amount of things that they might want to do to be prepared, or they hear about in their, you know, their reading or their research or from, you know, people like you, and it may seem overwhelming. But if you just do one small thing, and so recently I knew that I had not stocked up on enough oil, for example, and you don't want to buy just any oil. And so I knew that I wanted coconut oil. I found it on sale, and I just bought 2 gallons. And just something simple like that. And then I saw a farmer who was selling organic honey. And I've been, you know, thinking, yeah, I've got to buy that honey. And I just, you know, I bought a gallon. And so sometimes the expense can be a factor, in which case, sign up for a free class. You know, my husband and I are taking free ham radio classes starting this weekend. And so it's a matter of just picking just one thing and just doing it. I mean, it's like anything, you know, we can talk about going on a diet, we can talk about getting in shape, but it comes down to the day where we say, I'm just going to do it, and then, you know, we jump in and discover, hey, it wasn't that hard.
I found, you're talking about honey, and that's one of the things I'd like to talk about during this broadcast, and you talked about just doing it, making it happen. What I decided to do is I found some honey that I really liked, local honey, and so I found a farmer that had it. And I asked him to bring me 10 cases. So there's 12 quarts, 12 44-ounce jars in a case. So I bought 10 cases. And I'm going to bring it to the expo and make it available at $10 a jar for local honey. Unheard of price. But that's what we need to do to get the message out. I eat honey every day. And Dr. Norman Shealy recommends that. Lisa, why don't we start with some of the things that you recommend we store on our food storage list. Let's pick 10 items, that you think would be great for us to start storing right now. We'll talk about why and maybe even how to store them.
Okay. A lot of times you hear survivalists talk about beans, bullets, and Band-Aids, and beans are on my list. But there are other foods that I kind of have zeroed in on as my own top 10 because it's really hard to stock up on too much of these. And they all have long shelf lives. And depending on the food, that shelf life could be 20 or 30 years, or it could be just, you know, several years, depending on how things are stored. So before I get into that list, let me just touch on the six enemies of food, because no matter what you store and no matter where you store it, you need to do your very best to protect it from these six enemies. Number one is heat. That is a huge factor. Heat will deteriorate food quicker than just about anything else. So when a company says that this food lasts for 25 years or this food lasts for 10 years, they're talking about that food being stored at 70 degrees Fahrenheit and having that temperature stable. Well, most of us in our homes have a really hard time keeping a stable temperature because of, you know, for whatever reason, you know, whether it's very hot outside, it's cold,
sure.
You know, we want to keep our electric bills down, but heat is a big factor. So you need to store food in the coolest place that you can. Number two is humidity. And humidity can deteriorate cans. It can deteriorate the packaging. And some people who live in humid places actually bring in a dehumidifier for the main area where they have their food stored. Number three is light. That's an easy one to solve. Put, you know, something on your windows so light doesn't get through. If you have clear jars, just store them in cardboard boxes or plastic bins with a lid. Number three is oxygen. A lot of foods that you buy from, let's say, survival food companies, food storage companies, they will have oxygen absorbers in them. So you want to protect your food from oxygen because oxygen will deteriorate the food as well. And you can do that easily by buying your own oxygen absorbers available on Amazon.com. You know, very reasonable prices. You can use a couple of other different methods. For most people, the absorbers are the easiest. Number five is pests. So some parts of the country, you know, here in the Phoenix area, not even bugs really want to be here in the summer. So pests aren't a huge issue for me, but you would be surprised what a really determined mouse can do if given enough time. They can chew through those plastic buckets. So you want to protect your food from that. And the last factor is something that the only way to protect your food from is just by rotating it, and that is the enemy of time. Time will eventually deteriorate food. And when we talk about deterioration, we're talking about it affects the flavor of the food, the texture, the appearance, and also the
nutrients. Lisa Bedford's with us, and I don't think anyone has heard it more concisely, more accurately, more succinctly than the six enemies of food as she's just presented it. We're going to learn how to store foods in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze-dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob. And, yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it can heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV. And it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JATOproducts.com.
Go to TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I got some of the controls. Alex has most of them. Lisa Bedford's with us, and she's the survival mom. And she just gave us a brilliant list, a recap of food enemies. And number one was heat. Number two was humidity. Three was light. Four was oxygen. Five was pests, and six was time. And Lisa, when you said heat at 70 degrees was the ideal temperature, it's very important what you said about a stable temperature, because heating, cooling, as if summer to winter, the changing temperature in your home when you're away from home at work, let's say, and you come home and either make the house cooler or warmer, depending on where you live, to save energy. Yes, that does shorten the life of food. No question about it. That was a great, great lesson that you gave us in about 5 minutes. Let's start with the items on your list. So what should we store?
Okay, I have wheat on the list because it's so versatile and it's so long-lasting. So mm-hmm. When you store wheat, and I teach a whole class on wheat, so I'll make this portion short, but the nice thing about wheat is that you can sprout it, you can grow wheat grass, you can cook wheat. It makes something like a hot cereal, and you can put brown sugar or honey on it, and it's delicious. You can also put those cooked wheat berries, it's usually what they're called when they've been cooked. You can put those in different kinds of recipes as an added grain. So very versatile, and also it has a long shelf life. When you buy flour and stock up on flour, flour has a shelf life of a year or so before it starts to taste not quite right. When you grind wheat, you get fresh flour that you can use right away. It's full of nutrients, and you really can just then grind just what you need as you need it. So that is one that's definitely on my top 10.
Okay, and I can tell you this, that Mrs. Finelli has bucketized wheat, and so she has long-term storage wheat. She put it in 5-gallon buckets, drove the oxygen out with nitrogen, has a grinder, and she bakes bread every day, a couple loaves every day, and it's great. We don't buy bread in the food store. Wouldn't even think of it.
Okay. You're a lucky man. I'll tell you, I don't trust myself around homemade bread very often. Because homemade bread, some honey and butter, and, you know, I'm history, and so is that loaf of bread. But that is, and the nice thing about wheat is you can use it then to make all different kinds of bread. So you can use it to make tortillas and crackers and flatbread, pizza crust. I mean, there are so many different ways. We probably don't even realize how much we consume wheat. If you're allergic to wheat, you can start looking at other grains, but wheat tends to be a staple, and you can buy it pretty inexpensively, and even if you don't want to eat wheat or you don't see your family eating much wheat, still, because it's inexpensive, I would go ahead and buy it and just, you know, see it as something, hey, I could sell, you know, 1 or 2 pound packages of wheat and exchange those in a barter system or sell those because it is inexpensive and the price of wheat has been going up.
Yeah, Lisa Bedford, I was on the broadcast platform with Dr. Norman Shealy. He's on with us, and you'll get a chance to meet him at the expo. He's a brilliant physician, medical doctor, PhD, Indian medicine man. He's really, really brilliant. And I asked him what happened with wheat. What's this reaction that so many of us are having? And he said it's the additives in the wheat. It's really not the wheat per se. Other than genetically modified wheat, it's the additives to make bread rise so quickly. Whereas when we bake bread the hard, old-fashioned way, we just it takes 24 hours to rise. That generally doesn't produce the problems that you see with most people that are allergic to gluten. So I just wanted to share that. Yeah, I agree with the wheat, no question about it.
Well, my second item on my list is another grain, and that's rice. And rice has a phenomenal shelf life, but it's also very versatile. I mean, if you look at all of the different countries and cultures around the world that have rice as a staple, you know, rice as it's cooked in Thailand is not it's the same rice, although they're different varieties. But, you know, when I make Spanish rice at my house, I mean, there's so many different things. And then there's red beans in rice. So many cultures have different flavors and forms of rice dishes.
So we're up to item number 2 on Lisa Bedford's food storage list. I'm Vincent Finelli. Lisa Bedford, you get a chance to see her seminar at the Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri. Information's on the website. Lisa and I will be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, I've got your.
Take my. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
During the break, I was looking at USAPrepares.com, the website, and there's a post that says, Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, 2012. It says, tickets on sale, $8 for one day, $15 for the full weekend. It talks about what's happening at the expo. 73 seminars, about 102 exhibits. If you're interested in reading a summary of what's going to happen at the Get Prepared Expo, you can go to USAPrepares.com. And there's a post right there. And above that, the number one post on page one is the Survival Mom. USA Prepares instructor Lisa Bedford, free online webinars. And Lisa, you've got a couple webinars or internet seminars coming up Sunday and Thursday. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I do. I love these. My background is almost 100% in education and training. And so I love the chance to teach these. But for the next three webinars, I actually have guest teachers, trainers. So the one that's coming up on Sunday at 3 Central is with a man, Darren Craddock, who is the product developer for Inner Health Botanicals. And he's going to be talking about increasing nutrient-dense foods in your food storage. It's not about just, you know, piling in, you know, junk foods and you have a big mountain of junk foods. That's not really going to be what your body needs in a time of crisis. This coming Thursday, Mike Phillips, who is in season 2 of Top Shot, he's going to be with us at 8 p.m. Central talking about firearm selection and training and answering your questions. And then finally, next Tuesday, the 23rd of October, again at 8 p.m. Central, I have Rob Hannes, who has done extensive research and in EMP, electromagnetic pulse. He is experimented with Faraday cages, the three excellent classes. And you can always find out about my webinar schedule by clicking the big red button at the top of my blog. You can't miss it.
Okay, so class, you can go to thesurvivalmom.com, and there's a big red button at the top of page one. You can click on that. That'll take you to the schedule. Or you can go to usaprepares.com, and there's a post on page one that'll take you right to the schedule. And thesurvivalmom.com, Lisa Bedford. Great, great information, Lisa. I really encourage all of our class to participate if your schedule allows. Okay, so we've talked about wheat. We've talked about rice. Do you want to continue with rice, or do you want to go on to item number three?
No, actually, I have a couple that I could kind of combine because they're self-explanatory. One is dried milk. Versatile for recipes. You can even make your own yogurt out of dried milk. One is salt. I recommend buying just salt in bulk. It's very inexpensive. It has a very long shelf life. You can use it for pickling and canning and even salting meat and salting fish for storage and preservation. Another one is beans. Beans, again, a staple for survivalists. But do some research because some beans are particularly high in some very desirable nutrients. And surprisingly, the lowly white bean packs a huge nutritional punch. Plan ahead. If you think that someone in your family or you yourself or, you know, maybe a relative who may be joining you at some point in a crisis, they have young children or they may be pregnant, take a look at beans that are high in folic acid because some do a better job in that department than others. Another one really quick is peanut butter. And I put peanut butter on the list because it is so nutrient dense. It has a long shelf life. It's ideal for putting in an emergency pack, a 72-hour kit, because really, if you open a jar of peanut butter and all you have is just your finger, you know, you can get enough tablespoons of peanut butter in you to give you some energy. It's a really stick-to-your-rim treat. So I highly recommend that.
Yeah, Lisa, Dr. Norman Shealy would absolutely agree with you on peanut butter. He loves peanut butter. He has lots of recipes for peanut butter. He's 80 years old, and he is the healthiest guy I've ever seen. Yesterday, I was in the studio with me, and he gave me a bear hug. I didn't think I would recover. he's very, very strong. So, he's going to agree with a lot of what you're saying. I had a question about salt. You talk about buying salt in bulk. How much would you recommend that family store? Because it's about 35 cents a pound in most places. So it's really inexpensive, you know, about 3 pounds for a dollar. How much would you recommend we store? And do you have any storing suggestions for that, how to do it?
Well, really the main thing to be concerned about when it comes with the salt is just moisture. So if you can store salt in containers that are devoid of moisture, it will last for years. I like the idea of storing different kinds of salt. So if you are into pickling, you know, have a good amount, maybe a few pounds of pickling salt. You go through that pretty quickly. We love kosher salt around our house. So I have kosher salt and sea salt, iodized salt for the iodine, just as regular table salt. So I would recommend, gosh, I would say that if you have 5 to 10 pounds of salt, it stores, I mean, it's small containers, it stores so easily, there's no reason to not stock up on it. In fact, all the foods on this list are items that I don't think you can go wrong in storing just a bunch of it. So when I find something that's on sale, for example, maybe salt, I found that I can buy salt in large quantities. I just, a store that I go to, they have sea salt in a bucket. I just, or barrel, excuse me, I just scoop it out. So if you find any foods on this list that we're talking about today and they're a good price, just buy them because you can't go wrong. Even if it comes down to, you know, neighbors in, you know, in need and you're sitting there on 200, you know, pounds of, you know, navy beef or something. I mean, certainly there's enough to share.
You're absolutely right. And, Lisa, what some of our class can do if they go to those supermarkets where they have those bags on rolls where you get your vegetables, yeah, and you can just unroll a few extra bags and bring them home, and you can put 1 pound box of salt in one of those, tie it off, you know, get most of the air out, and that will help your salt last a lot longer and help keep it from becoming a block of salt from too much moisture entering it.
Also,
that's just one little thing. It's free.
And canning jars, because you can buy, if you have canning jars with lids, and you can buy Food Saver vacuum packing systems or a similar brand on Craigslist. They're there all the time. And all you need is the tube attachment that comes with Food Savers when you get them new. And you need something called a jar attachment. And it's a plastic round device that actually sits over the top of a canning jar.
Mm-hmm.
And when you push the button on your Food Saver, it will suck out the air in that jar. And that's another way to preserve not only salt, but a lot of other foods that you want to, you know, protect. For example, coffee beans and M&Ms. But, you know, we can't can M&Ms or Hershey Kisses, but what you can do is put them in canning jars and use this jar attachment by Food Saver, suck out the oxygen, and that food will last for years.
Great, great suggestion.
Moving on. I have another easy category, and that is pasta. Pasta does not have the shelf life of beans and wheat. However, I look at foods like rice and pasta and beans as meal stretchers. And my mom and grandma used to talk about meal stretchers. You can make a soup, and you can throw in an extra cup of rice, or you can throw in extra beans, and there you have enough food now for 2 or 3 or 4 more people. So pasta serves as a meal stretcher. If you can to buy the whole wheat pasta, if you can buy it at a good enough price, that's an even better decision. But a variety of different pastas in different shapes and sizes, just add variety. And one of the goals of food storage is to avoid food fatigue. So by stocking up on ingredients, if you'll notice, nowhere on my list do I have anything like freeze-dried entrees, like a lot of the big food storage companies sell. Those are okay, and they have their place. But when you have individual ingredients, you can do so much with them that, you know, getting tired of eating the same old, you know, chicken teriyaki, you know, freeze-dried meal after meal after meal isn't going to be an issue. So pasta is a great addition, as are tomatoes. And I single tomatoes out specifically from other produce because tomatoes are so versatile. I mean, where would Italian and Mexican restaurants and recipes be without tomatoes? So you can dehydrate your own tomatoes. Tomatoes grow so easily. It's all different varieties. And they're easy to can, one of the simplest foods to can on your own, super easy to home dehydrate. And I just recommend on stocking up on different kinds of tomato products. And when it comes to produce, I have that as a really broad category on my list because it really depends on what your family likes to eat, what you can grow, and what you can buy. But produce, by all means, should be a big portion of your overall food storage.
You know, you're talking about tomatoes, and you're talking about Italian and Mexican families. I don't think we go 2 days without eating tomatoes. I don't think it's possible.
Exactly.
And you know, what we do is when it's on sale, we buy cases and cases. Did I say cases and cases of tomato spaghetti sauce in those jars, and it literally keeps 4 and 5 years. No question. It really does. And the jars have the lids that have the gaskets built into them, and you can reuse those jars for so many things, like popcorn and salt and sugar and everything you can think of. So, yeah, it's not just the tomato sauce that you can get for $1.19 or $1.29. It's on sale. It's the jars that are so valuable. And keep those jars also. So I'm with you. And how long have you been able to keep pasta outside of a long-term storage container? Meaning just keep it cool and dry. Have you experimented with keeping that for about 4 or 5 years?
I do have pasta that I've had for 4 or 5 years. And the only thing I found with old pasta, sometimes it begins to lose, not really its texture, but it just becomes a little more brittle. And like any food over time, it will lose its nutritional value. But with pasta, we go through pasta pretty quickly at our house. So, you know, the odds of me ending up with pasta, you know, 10 or 20 years old are pretty slim around here. But again, if you store it in a dark location, cool location, you protect it from humidity and pests, if you're lengthening the shelf life of that food in the
Yep. Back to the six enemies of food that Lisa Bedford was talking about: heat, humidity, light, oxygen, pests, and time. Lisa Bedford's going to be back with us, the Survival Mom. You're going to get a chance to hear her seminar at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th right here in Springfield, Missouri. Lisa and I will be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The Survival Mom. Lisa Bedford, thesurvivalmom.com. Lisa, I could have sworn I heard your name in the Get Prepared Expo announcement.
I heard it, too.
I'm really excited about that
event.
Yeah, we are really excited about the event. Meet up tonight, class, Ziggy's, 5:30, right after the afternoon broadcast. By the way, Mike Ma is in town. He's up from Central America. He drove through Mexico. He's at the farm right now. And he and I will be in the broadcast studio this afternoon, and we'll both be at the meetup tonight. That's Mike Ma. Lisa, you're going to get a real charge out of Mike Ma. He, oh, man, he gets in more trouble, and he gets out of it all, and he teaches us how to do it. He's a SWAT team instructor. Lisa, what about oils?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Unless you really enjoy boiled food, you're going to want to have oil somewhere in your storage pantry. The problem is that oils are the one food on my list that it does not have a very long shelf life. And so a couple of ways to get around that. Number one is to buy stock up on oils that just naturally have a longer shelf life. Things like coconut oil, olive oil has a longer shelf life than your vegetable oils or canola oils. So I would recommend that. Secondly, if you can, you can actually chill these in a refrigerator or even freeze oils so they'll last longer. If you buy oil in smaller containers, you can rotate through them more quickly. You know, so it might take, you know, a family, you know, 6 months to get through a gallon of olive oil. But if you buy them in smaller containers, you can rotate them through more quickly. And, again, just protect oil. Oil comes in those clear bottles. So if you are stocking up on oil, you know, store it in plastic buckets or bins or cardboard boxes just to protect from light. But you definitely want to have a supply of oil. If you have purchased freeze-dried or dehydrated food, and I do recommend that, they do not contain oil. And so if you've ever gone on a low-fat diet, you know what it does to your skin, your hair. Your body needs oil. And so if you can stock up on it, rotate through, stock up on the healthy oils with longer shelf life, I think you'll be okay with that. Another option is to store shortening. And shortening, of course, when it's melted, will, you know, act the same as oil in your recipes and in frying. The problem is that shortening nowadays does not come in true metal containers. Generally, when you buy it at the grocery store, it comes in foil or some kind of a mutant foil / cardboard material. In that case, you'll want to scoop the shortening out, put it in a canning jar, and use that jar sealer attachment that I mentioned earlier to suck out the oxygen, and that will help it from becoming rancid.
Lisa, how does one tell when oil is rancid?
That's interesting because oil can actually become rancid before it smells rancid. And I would say that, well, number one is just a smell. You can still use rancid oil, for example, in making your own homemade oil lamps. But the flavor of it and rancid oil is actually not healthy for the cells of your body. I would just say be sure to mark the dates on your containers of oil. And, again, protect them from those enemies of food storage. But just keep an eye on the dates. And once oil hits, you know, 9 months, you know, onto your pantry, then you need to start using it.
I can tell you, when I've experimented with some oils, the typical oils that come in these clear plastic bottles, I put them in a constant temperature room. 63 degrees or so. It might vary 1 or 2 degrees over the period of a year. Absolute darkness with the cap screwed on, and I cannot tell the difference in 5-year-old oil versus fresh oil. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the constant temperature?
I think that helps a lot. I think the cooler, the better. When it comes to food storage, the general rule is the cooler, the better. If you're storing food at 50 degrees, I mean, that's better than 70.
Lisa Bedford's been with us. She's going to be back again and again, and you're going to get a chance to hear her seminar at the Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri. Link to Lisa Bedford on the website, usapreparis.com, or you can go directly to her website, thesurvivalmom.com, thesurvivalmom.com. I'm Vin Finelli. Lisa Bedford, thank you so much for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And please visit USA Preparers for the schedule for Lisa's webinars.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.